Uh-oh. One, two. Is that okay?
Okay.
Am I loud enough? I'm real sorry that you had to wait for a long time, but so did I. And it's been a long time since I've worked, and I'm real happy to be here. Well, let's see a little happiness, boys. Nice looking people, you guys. Alright, this here is a poem about Arthur Rimbaud. This is Arthur Rimbaud's birthday. Happy birthday, Arthur. I don't know what you do on Arthur Rimbaud's birthday, but me, I look at pictures of him, and I don't sleep with anybody, just his picture. And sometimes, his picture descends upon me. And if any of you are wondering how Arthur isn't dead, he's real good.
A little square there.
I don't know. It's all right for me. Dream of Limbo. I'm a widow. It could be Charleville. It could be anywhere. I move behind the plow, the fields. Young Arthur lurks about the farmhouse, the pump, the artesian well. He throws green glass, alias crystal broken. He gets me in the eye. I'm upstairs, in the bedroom bandaging my wound. He enters, he leans against the four-poster, his ripped, ruddy cheeks, his contemptuous air, his big hands. I find him sexy as hell. That's how we both. Yeah, it's real good. All right, girls, I'm coming. I deliver it hard and fast. How did this happen? He looks at me. What happened to your eye? He asks it too casually. Too casually. I lift the bandage. I reveal my eye a bloody mess. A dream of Poe. He gasps. I deliver it hard and fast. Someone did it. Someone did it. You did it. He falls prostrate. He weeps. He glasps. He claps. He glasps. He claps. Even in English, that's a hard word. He grabs my knees. I grab his hair. It all but burns my fingers. It's thick fox fire. Thick fox fire. Soft yellow hair. Yet it has that unmistakable red tinge. Libido. Red dazzle. Hair of the one. Jesus, I desire him. Filthy son of a bitch. He licks my hand. I sober. I leave quickly. Your mother waits. He rises, he's leaving, but not without the glance from those cold blue eyes that shatters. He who hesitate is mine. We're on the bed. I have a knife to his smooth throat. I let it drop. We embrace. I desire and I devour his scalp. Lice, fat as baby thumbs. Lice, the skull's caviar. Oh, Arthur, Arthur. We're in Abyssinia. Edan, we're making love with smoking cigarettes. We kiss, but it's much more. Azure, blue pool, oil slick lake, sensations telescope, enemy, crystalline gulf, balls of colored glass exploding, seam of fervor tent splitting, openings, open as a cave, open wider. Oh, Arthur, Arthur, total surrender. You don't have to clap for me, but clap, you should clap to make yourself look good for the camera. This here is, I'll read you a little lullaby. I have a very bronzy and sensitive face. I know all your secret dreams. I know where you are. Good night, sleep tight, sweet streams, sweet beams, God light you from afar. I was working real hard to show the world what I could do. Oh, I guess I never dreamed I'd have to. World spins some photograph. I'm alone. I can't believe. I can't believe. I had to. I was working real hard to show the world what I could do. Oh, I guess I never dreamed I'd have to. I'd have to. I'd have to sacrifice you. Nigger no invented for color. Oh, I'll tell you something about this. We're working on our next record, and there's a song on this record called Rock and Roll Nigger. And the reason we chose to write a song like this is because originally, the word nigger, which I don't know if you guys have that in Germany, but it's like an American slangism. Do you know the word nigger?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's the same thing here, people outside society. Yeah. Lately, people think it's like a term used for black people. But like, back in history, the word nigger was first used for Cain. Remember that guy? Remember Cain as an Abel? You guys haven't been reading your Bible. Well, I'll tell you a little story about Cain, and then we'll go back to the nigger. Cain was really, truthfully, the very first nigger. And ever since then, the reason Cain was a nigger... Also, you know what the name Cain means? The word Cain means Smith. He was my great-great million back there grandpa, old Cain. That's why I fuck up so much. He was a very inventive guy, though. Alright, this here is called Seventh Heaven. Now, this is serious literature. I want everybody to put on a tie. Oh, Raphael, guardian angel, in love and crime, all things move in sevens. Seven compartments in the heart. Seven elaborate temptations, seven devils cast from Mary Magdalene, whore of Christ, the seven marvelous voyages of Sinbad. And the number seven, branded forever on the forehead of Cain, the first inspired man, the father of desire and murder. But this was not the first ecstasy. Consider his mother. Eve's was the crown of curiosity. As the saying goes, it killed the pussy. One bad apple spoiled the whole shot. But be sure, it was no apple. An apple looks like an ass. It's dad's fruit. Must have been a tomato. Or better yet, a mango. Eat it. Chomp. Must we blame her? Abuse her? Poor sweet bitch. Perhaps there's more to the story. Think of Satan as some stud. Maybe her knees were open. Satan sniffs between them. They open wider. He sniffs up her thighs, rubs against her clit for a while. More than the tree of knowledge was about to be eaten. You missed that line. That's one of my best lines. More than the tree of knowledge was about to be eaten. Eve shudders, her first shudder. Pleasure, garden. Was she sorry? Are we ever girls? Was she a good lay? God only knows. Well, that was a big hit. Let me see if I can memorize this one. This poem is called Rape. It's for you, Dad. I'm the rapist. Now I need someone from the studio audience. Nice young lady. Ah. You're my target, Patty Lee. Young, the stars are out. I'll never forget how you smelled that night, like cheddar cheese under the fluorescent light, like a day-old rainbow fish. What a dish. Gotta lick my lips. Gotta dream. I daydream. Thorazine, rain cloud. Rain comes coming down all over her. There she is. Up on the hill, pale as a posy, getting soaking wet. Hope her petticoat shrink right up. Well, little shepherd girl, looking so clean, the guardian of every little lamb. Well, beep, beep, sheep, I'm moving in. I'm gonna peep in Bo's bodice. Now lay down, darling, don't be modest. I'm gonna put my hand in. That's nice. That's soft. That's not used up. Wet? What's wet? Oh. It's just the rain, Lanny Pie. Now don't squirm. Don't squirm. Let me put my rubber on. I'm a wolf and a lambskin Trojan. Now come on. Don't tighten up, Bebop. Come on, baby. Gotta look good on TV. Lift that little butt up, Bebop. Come on. Up in water. Come on. Come on. Ah. Isn't that good, my melancholy Bebop? Wait. Don't cry. No, don't cry. No tears. Don't cry. Wait, get up. Come on. Get up. Come on. This is the dance contest. Wait, get up. Come on. Come on. Get up. Get up. Come on. This is the dance contest. Come on, come here. Let's Alice in the grass. Come on, roll those tiny little Bobby White socks down. Come on, let's Alice in the grass. Come on, Bobby Sacco. Let's flow. Let's whalebone. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's birdland. Let's stroll. Let's whalebone. Let's go. Let's rock. Let's roll. Let's deodorize the night. Christ died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Melting in a pot of thieves, wild card up my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own. They belong to me. I engraved and engraved my own palm, sweet black X. Adam placed no hex on me. I embrace Eve and take full responsibility for every pocket I've picked, mean and slick. For every Johnny A song I've balled to, for every rock and roll song I've balled to, long before the church made it neat and right. So Christ, I'm giving you the goodbye. I'm following you tonight. I can make my own light shine, and darkness too is equally fine. You can get strung up for my brother, baby, but for me, I draw the line. You died for somebody's sins, honey, but not mine. I would like to read this poem. This is like the newest poem I read. And it's called Battlefield. Now, Larry, I know I have a lot of sporadic energy, but I've been out. I haven't worked in a long time, you know? And but it's real neat. So this is sort of a long poem. So what you should do is just really relax and just sort of submit. And I know that it's hot And I know you've been here a long time, but like, we're together, you know? We know how to give our life, our whole life, every day. Arthur Rimbaud said that. And this is what I say. Wherein war is expressed through the violent hieroglyphs of sound and motion. A scream is a shoulder, the profile of life. Raised are our instruments, the lubricants of aggression and flesh. A blade of grass through the vortex of sound. Wound and winding bandages are distributed by boys posed before the spinal region of the Parthenon. The columns, words of sand, psalms of love and gear coursing through our veins. We are the adrenal people. We need action. Words we use up. We grind the words into powder like sex and death. Progression of sand modules. Calcium grains irritating the smooth throat of the sea of possibility. On the ramp lies one overthrown with a hooked jaw and blown ray gun. The eye of the sun. The eye of the sun is washed with blue fluid. It is the Father himself who removes the particle. It is God himself who removes the flaw in the wedding cloth. Here we have the awakening grain. Here we have the ammunition and the essence of art rat. Here we have the necessary component of charm for the construction of the 14th jewel transmitting the waves that lead to the gates which are closed and shackled. Violent compression, the abode of the blessed. Only the thumb of the Father can undo the great lock or raise up the high tree. With weapons aimed high, we do so seek said finger. Hand of God, I feel the finger. Hand of God, I start to whirl. Hand of God, oh, once I lingered. I got dizzy, but I will not fall now. Some of his service crusaders, and some of us is flies squashed against the fence. We live a Spartan existence. When we were seven, the military swept us away like merchants of Venus and implanted with us the instruments of battle. What is art rat? Self-crucifixion. High on the hills are the camps, high tribes, 14 stations, and beyond the rock a dream of sound. Beyond the throat of man there's a violet claw stretching and scoping the distended organ of God. The tower is the symbol of penetration. There was no actual struggle. There was no actual structure, save the image of two parallel lines proceeding to the point, the joint, the prick, the finger, the needle, the eye of empire and the emperor crowned with communication, a peak hypodermic. Sometime of God, damn, sometime of day, God shoots up on it. The count of nails chooses to straddle it, and the daughter of God chooses to face it, chooses to shoot under the tongue. The cross, it's just the shape of a tortured woman, foaming and forming and reforming and feeling the finger. Do you believe in God? He is my trainer. I was trained to run toward a ribbon of tension. Attention! I was trained to run line and to selflessly face and feed the front. On the cots, the prostrate soldiers are screaming with no sound. They are writhing around and pulling the rims of their ears like horns. There was too much traffic, there was too much pain, and I couldn't plug in. I couldn't plug in anywhere, so I hid my amp in the bushes, and I threw my guitar over my shoulder. It weighs less than a machine gun, and it never runs out of ammunition. We were crawling through the dunes. We slithered over the hot mounds like coins, like grains. Words say, with a pot in our flesh. They were acting as silk camouflage. They were acting as irritants, arousing our flesh. Words we use up, only four remain. Attached with the symmetrical look of a clover is love, and sex, drugs, and death. Sound is the first and final analysis of an equation involving X and intuition. Sound is the healing worm injected in the underbelly of the tongue of love. Communication with heaven is here, man. The penetration, the eye of butter, sun butter which we dread and spread on our hair. We grease and wage war with fat Roman cats. We fall on our knees, we check our straps, rings radiate from our ears, distended skin trumpets. Your opiate is the air that you breathe and the way you manipulate your particles of charm. Here I am, an empty warrior. Here I am, stripped of ribbons, of honor, of rhythm. Here I am, totally bruised by the finger. Here I am, a broken figure of speech. I figured not to linger with the finger forever. Here I am reeling in and like a small fish returns. Here I am in taps on the field, on the sands. Sands are littered with monuments, with guitar necks like bayonets, testament of truce and debt. I raise my guitar to the sky. I hold it in pawn with my two hands. I kneel and I return to the note of service. The scream it makes is so high-pitched that nobody hears, save the serve and the herd of sound, save the clowns of heaven, guide in the fold, and grant in this wisdom of truth and kingdom of bliss. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and I shall not want. Me, I just laugh, I turn from my amp, the bushes in flames, but I could care less. I'm leaping lizards, I'm in a hurry, I don't plug in, I'm at the finish, I'm finishing. I step up to the microphone and I have no fear. I'll just reach a two more unless anybody has a specific request. Keep that request coming in.
How are you, Patty?
Patty!
How are you, Patty?
I'm fine. I feel great now. I feel I'm real happy. Where's my guitar? Can't find it? Where's the guitar at?
Somebody carried it out.
Somebody carried it off?
About an hour ago.
Somebody carried off the guitar? Well. Best I can do orally. All right. While we solve the guitar mystery, I'll read you a little prayer. Okay? You'll plug it in for me, right? I don't know how to do any of that stuff. Technology. You know us girls. Okay. So let's go over. Pretty soon, it'll just be like the sweetest nightmare of your life. I don't know. My guitar. Anything can happen. Stocking feet or barefoot. Immensely proud or bent-legged love, twig, scaffold, grave digger or dancer in wind, the same wind gets thinking of pigs, rose or the pollen which makes one cough, cruel, fantastic, unlike anything else. To have no need of the apparatus of the operating room, to be safe from all bodily harm, to know love without exception, to be a saint in any form at all. Come on, come for you. Come in the kitchen.